In the news center, I'm Teller Cup. The school bond referendum for the Clover School District is going to try again this November. Back in August, the board met and gave the green light to a $156 million revised referendum after one for nearly $200 million failed in the fall of last year. Brian Dillon is public information officer with the district and says many public forums will be held to educate the area.
We continue to have community meetings. We have one coming up the 28th at the Stelly J. Jackson Center right there in Clover. We're going to have another meeting at the Community Church of Lake Wylie. We're going to do a Facebook Live session soon where we do the details of parts of our presentation and open it up for Q&As. So we're looking forward to that opportunity.
Among some of the details in the referendum, there is a new proposed high school which has the capacity to hold about 2,100 students and would be built on the parcel of land already owned by the district. You can visit cloverbond.org for more info.